Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Not a good day. We're locked out. Dad lost the key, so he's just gone round to Claire's. He's fairly sure she has our spare. But Claire's never there. I'm stuck here, sat on the step. Well, at least I've got my MP3 to keep me company. Oh, my MP3 is down to one bar of battery. Could today get any worse? If my chemistry superhero alter ego wanted to show up, now would be a good time.
What's up? You look a bit flat. It's my batteries. They're almost flat, and we're locked out.
Maybe a quick look inside your battery will help you find a way out.
Or a way in. We better hurry. You've really not much battery power left.
Welcome to Battery City. I tell you what, you're really lucky you've got a chemistry superhero looking after you, as there are some pretty yucky acids in here.
I thought I smelt something a bit strong.
Phew!
So there's like a group of electrons going mad over there. What are they doing?
That's the cathode club.
And look, there's another group of electrons over there.
Yeah, that's the anode gang. Not quite as exciting, that place.
It looks totally dead. If I was choosing where to have a party, I'd definitely be going to the cathode club. Looks a lot busier. Can we check it out?
Of course! Let's get closer. Take a look at the electrons going around the atoms over in the cathode club.
The electrons are the little spinny moons, right?
Yep. They're trying really hard to get over to the anode gang over there.
Why? Do they want to liven the place up? They need the help.
You're sort of right. Do you remember when we looked into your fridge and saw how heat energy wanted to share itself about? Well, this is another type of energy sharing. The electrons over at the cathode badly, badly want to share their energy with the electrons on the other side.
Why don't they just hop over? It looks like something is stopping them.
The acid in the middle makes it a bit difficult. A few might make it over, but they're sort of stuck.
Like me and Dad being stuck outside the locked door. So do they ever get to the other side?
Here's the clever bit, and it might give you some ideas about how to get indoors. There's just enough power left in your battery to see what happens when we turn it on. Get ready!
Oh my gosh! All the electrons over there at the cathode club have whooshed out of the door. Where are they going?
There's a circuit in your MP3 player, which is like a motorway that joins up two places. Wait, any minute now.
Whoa! A door near the anode gang has opened, and the electrons are crowding back in. They've reached their goal.
Aww, they look really happy.
Well, as happy as electrons can look.
So that's electricity for you. Electrons moving about. They're always looking for the fastest way around. Now, as your battery is pretty low, there aren't many electrons left in the cathode that can move through the circuit. If this was a disposable battery, this is when it would be dead. But because this battery is rechargeable, you'll be able to top up the cathode club later when you plug it into charge.
So it's like a shortcut. They couldn't go through, so they went around. Hey, Dad and me could go round the back of the house. We normally leave the side window open for the cat. I'm sure I could get through there.
Well, what do you know? Chemistry saves the day again. Or should I say, K-mystery saves the day. Ah, oh, it's so tough being this great.
Carina!
Yeah, well, that sounds like Dad. Gotta go. Thanks for helping.
Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.